Welcome to the first podcast of Word Study of the Week. My name is Kevin Haven, and I am the minister for the Parish Church of Christ in Paris, Arkansas. This Word Study of the Week is grow. As we begin a new year, many often make New Year's resolutions. Our resolutions often include maybe losing weight or becoming healthier, or maybe it's paying down some debt or saving some money. You know, it might be learning something new, such as playing an instrument. You know, whatever our resolutions are, they often are something that's going to make us better. I want to ask you this question. This year, did you include God in your resolutions? How many make it a resolution to grow as a Christian? You know, think about 2015. Did you grow as a Christian? You know, is there room for improvement and growing as a Christian in your life in 2016? The Greek word for grow is oxano. It is used 22 times in the New Testament. Often one can find it translated grow, increase, give the increase, or grow up. Vine's Expository Dictionary of New Testament Words gives this definition for the word oxano. It is to grow or increase, of the growth that which lives naturally or spiritually. We see it used in the growth of people, Acts 7, verse 17. The growth of our faith in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 15, the growth of believers individually, Ephesians 4, verse 15, Colossians 1, 6, 2 Peter 3, verse 18, the growth of the church is seen in Colossians 2, verse 19, and Ephesians 2, verse 21. I want us to consider now some ways that we can grow as Christians in 2016. Number one, we can grow as Christians by reading our Bibles. You know, some make it a resolution to read a new book or one of those books on the best-selling list. You know, or they might make the resolution to read more books in 2016. You know, and that's totally fine. However, do we include the Bible in our reading plan for 2016? And did you know that most people can read through the Bible in 1 year by reading at least 15 minutes a day? Just think what you could accomplish if you spent 30 minutes a day in reading and in study of God's Word. You know, research different reading plans and change them up every year. Remember the words of Paul in 2 Timothy 2:15. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Also, remember the words of Peter there in 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Number two, we can grow as Christians through prayer. How often do we spend time talking to God? Besides the prayers at worship and the prayers around the dinner table, do we spend any other time praying to God? We ought to consider the examples of the prayer life by David and Daniel and Jesus, those occasions that they prayed to God. You know, we might ought to study about prayer. You know, it might would help us to appreciate it more. Let us not forget these words by John in 1 John 5, verse 14. Now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. Also in Mark 11, verse 24, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you will receive them, and you will have them. And number three, we can grow as Christians by being more involved in the work of the church. It is my firm belief that the more one is involved in the work of the church, the more one grows as a Christian. think of the different areas where you could be helping. Maybe it is teaching a Bible class, spreading the gospel, working with the young people, or going out to visit someone who has been ill or shut in or who has not been to services for a while. Consider the words by Paul written in Titus 3, verse 8, and in verse 14. This is a faithful saying, and these things I want to affirm constantly, that those who believe in God should be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable to men. Verse 14 says, and let our people also learn to maintain good works, to meet urgent needs, that they may not be unfruitful. And then number four, we can grow as Christians by being faithful in attending worship and Bible class. In John 4, verses 23 and 24, Jesus said, "But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth." In 2015, what was your attendance rate of all the services where you attended? Did you attend all the services? Or maybe it was two out of the four services, or one out of the four services. Perhaps it was just a couple times a month for Sunday morning worship. Can we truthfully say we are growing as a Christian if we are missing services? Make it your goal this year to attend all the services faithfully. Consider Hebrews 10, verses 24 and 25. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking ourselves together as in the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Begin 2016 right by placing God first in your life and desire to grow as a Christian. I want to thank you for joining me today. This podcast has been brought to you by ulagaradio.org.